says that you have to be toidah aben, it's not like it's written in the Torah. So there was, even though the Torah gives you a chiv of pidgin aben, and one man yom says that's considered as if there's a shtar, here we hold no, we hold that milva, everybody holds here milva, ksuba b'Torah, I'll tell you, is lav ksuba b'shtar domi. And also the kuliyam, the istul, the rapop, everybody agrees, both remain the Tanakam, both from rapop is halacha. So what yom rapop, rapop says that milva al peh, if you lend somebody money, only about 10 means you do not write it down in the shtar, the locher is goyvim in a yorshim. Late, even though the lever dies, you have a right to go down to his son, so the yorshim collect from the yorshim. But if you ain't goyvim in a lekuchas, if the lever himself does not have money anymore, just he sold his property, you cannot collect from lekuchas. The lekuchas you could only collect if you sold it to him, if you lent the money with the shtar. But if nobu about 10, you cannot collect from the lekuchas. So everybody holds from these klolim. So what's the machlekes over here? Here the machlekes says that you have to pay, let's say, 2.5 sloyim in a case where you can't pay all 5. Do we make you pay 2.5, or do we say no? The chiv pidyon aben is either to pay the complete chomesh sloyim, and if you don't have to pay chomesh, then you potter. That Rav Meir, so Rav Meir holds chomesh v'loy chatzi chomesh. You only have to pay 5. If you only have 2.5 to give, you potter from paying. So in other words, like over here, these two brothers, after they made the chalukah, so they're going now like Rabasi, that half of that Yerusha is called the Yerusha, that you should have to pay up the pidyon aben from it, but half of it is called the kuchay. And now the chiyuv pidyon aben is only been milva bapeh, not pishtar. And the locher is the elegraph papa, that you did not collect the milva bapeh from the kuchay. So therefore, half of the Yerusha they received, but there is the kuchah, the kuchay is the potter from giving for pidyon aben. So they only have to pay up the other 2.5 that's left over with Eresh Yerusha. Again, the father only left over 5 sloyim worth of karka. When the two brothers yashin it, even though the chiv was chal upon the nechassim, because the father was mechuyev to pay, but now when the two sons yashin it, half of that remains lekuchay. So 2.5 sloyim worth of it, the kohen can't collect now from lekuchays, because it's a milva b'peh. Only the other half, 2.5 sloyim worth of the Yerusha, which that we say milva b'peh could be given from Yerusha. That's the machlokes. Rav Meir says you're potter from paying now, because since you don't have a chiyuv to pay 5, you don't have to pay 2.5 either. If you have used this server, no. Chomesh v'afilu chatzi chomesh also. Even though you only have a chiyuv to pay 2.5, we make you pay that much also. So that's the machlokes. That's what Rav learns. So first the question, yehochi, if so, we have used the Raina. Why does Yehuda say in the Mishnah? Nischayv u'nechosim. Why does it say the nechosim? Nischayv. Nischayv u'gavr miboyle. Should have said stronger. The pshat is, since the father was alive when the bechor was 30 days old, so the chalachiv upon the father. He should have said a strong lashon. He should have said nischayv gavru miboyle. Should have said that the chiv was chal upon the father already. V'yoid. Secondly, Tanya, you've learned clearly. Rabbi Yehuda holds v'achim shacholku. If achim divide up the yerusha of their father, in yesh asor rezuz lezeh, fi asor rezuz lezeh chayovim. If there's 10 zuz to this one and 10 zuz to that one, they have a chiyuv to give pidyon aben. Rashi says, "Asar zuz is there, ta'inu beis sloyim apalga." Each one has beis sloyim and a half. There's a chiyuv of pidyon aben. Bim lav turim. So now, my asar zuz is there. Wasn't mean to say asar zuz is there. Elam, if you want to tell me bein yerusha bein lekuchais, then it means to say that they yashin this. And between the half they have for Yerusha and half they have for Lekuchas, each one only got 2.5 sloyim. If so, then the chomesh, or filo chati chomesh, that Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to pay even half of the chomesh, not a complete chomesh. If so, that's the pshan Rabbi Yehuda, then yehochi ma'iri asara. What does he have to say that each son yashin 10 zuzim for? Afilo botim asara nami. No matter how little they yashin, doesn't make enough gemino. If Rabbi Yehuda holds that no matter how much money you have to pay for pidyon aben. Even in the case where you don't have the 5 sloyim, you only have 2.5, so the same halach would apply if you only have 1.5. So why does he say, if each son yashin 10 for each one, why 10 even less than 10? So that can't be the pshat here. El pshita pshir we're talking about now, asor rezuz yerusha lezeh, the asor rezuz yerusha lezeh. That if you just say, no, each son yashin, but there is yerusha 10 zuzim, and each son yashin 2.5 sloyim. So it comes out together, when they both have to pay now, because since the father was alive, so the chiyuv was already chal, so now both of them have to pay for the kohen 2.5 sloyim. Why do they have to pay? Because they have five together. Alma, what do we see from Rabbi Yehuda is that chomish loy chati chomish three lay. If you also hold, you only have to pay when you have five slim to pay, not less. So even Rabbi Yehuda holds the shita, then what's pshan amish? Then what's the machloekas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? The kashan rava. You must say nechnami. El around, I'll tell you like this. The kuli yama, both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda both agree. Chomish loy chati chomish. You only have to pay pidyon ben chomish loyim and not less. The yochat say here the machloekas is with the rabbasi for a public and the machloekas is. And Rav Asi didn't have proper halacha. That's the machlekes. Like we said before, Rav Papa was one that said that Milva Peh could only collect from Yerushim and not from the Kuches. So could be Rav Yudolds, no, Rav Yudolds, even from the Kuches also, Milva Peh could collect. That's Rav Yudolds, you have to pay the five slayim, because even though it's Machta Yerusha and Machta Lekuches, but even the part that's Lekuches, maybe he argues on Rav Papa to say you even could collect from the Lekuches, even a Milva Peh. Rashi can say Rav Asi's halacha. Like Rav Asi said, it's a sofik where the yesh berein brother, where the chatzi is the Yerusha, chatzi is the kuchas, could be no, could be a Yehudah, we hold yesh brera. And those things are called Yerusha. If those things called Yerusha is good, why they have to pay the five slain to the kohen? Now the Gemara says, V'iki som de masti lea sefer, some learn the soul shalom the sefer, the Mishnah. It says, what nischaivu an nechosim? Yeah. So, the nisto av Amos. When did the father die? So she says, somewhere on the Sol Shmaitato, on the Sefer Mishnah on Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, that what it says that Rabbi Yehuda holds is chayvu hanechosim, that since the father was ready mechuyiv, therefore the kids have to pay now the eight loyim. The question they asked on Rabbi Yehuda in the Sefer is, the miss Savim is when the father died. He lay with the miss Yachas Shoshim Yon after the kids were after the Bechor 30 days old. The Chavir Mei Yisavik Yichol Kapturim, for Ishtablu nechosim, why? That since the father was alive for 30 days, the chiv is chal upon the father, so no matter what the kids do, the chiv is chal already. Ella must have a shloshim. The father died when the chor was less than 30 days old. It's ki cholkum. If the kids make a chaluka divide up the Yerusha, amay mechayv from Yehuda. Why is Yehuda say both of them have to pay? Hey, sloyim. Leiz legavi hayv lechayv legavi hayv lechayv. The kohen should go to each one of the twins, and each one has the right to push off the kohen and say, no, I'm not to the chor, go to the other one. Or mir yimrim, yimrim says, shan the mishnah is, zoyz temeris. Here is the proof that zoyz temeris, that Shnei Yosef ben Shimon show you be rachis. If you have two people with the exact same name in the same city, and one bought a field off his chaver, so Baal Choyv gave him a menu. The Baal Choyv of one of them has a right to collect the field from you. The Yomli says like this, listen, if I lent you the money, if you're the Shimon ben Yosef ben Shimon that I lent the money to, so I'm taking away the portion from you, you owe me the money. The Bechavruch, Ella, my wife, maybe I didn't lend you the money, I lent Yechavr the money. My sickness thought, even Bechavruch, my sickness, I lent the money to Yechavr, Mishtab Dali, Mikar Medidoch. Listen, he is Meshubah to you. And so since he's Meshubah to you, I'm taking the chosim away from you, and you collect the money from him. Since he sold you this field from Manashach, if the field is taken away from you, you have a right to collect it from him. So Manashach, I come and take it away from you. Rashi says, "Hachi nami, this really achen shechok lekuchas saying, he ain't breira, and still Rabbi Yehuda holds yechayiv, even though he old ain't breira, still yechayiv, because the mice you bought it off yechaver, so manashach, either it's yours, or even if it's yechaver's, it's meshubah to you, so therefore you give it to me, and you collect from him." On this again, I'm a rov. Rov asks the question, "No, michti, let's see, nechsu devar inish in an arvin bay, the property of a person is marav to you. If so." So since the property is an oriv of the guarantor, when the owner does not have to pay, you cannot go to the guarantor directly. And if so, we have to come on to the same terms we answered before. There are these that learn this shall is started on the Seifam, but the Maskana Sagamor will have to be the same way we learned before in the Reisha. Now the Mishnah says, Shtei Nosh, must say you have two ladies, Shaloi Bichru, that they both did not give birth yet. There was one man has two wives, and they both did not give birth yet. The older Shnei Zchorim, both of them gave birth at the same time to two Zchorim. So Pshita, the two Bechorim here now. So Naisim Yitzchor on the Koyim. Avada, the father has to pay 10 Sloyim to Koyim. Meisech, and then let's say one of these two Bechorim die. Betarach Shloishim Yoyim. Sim Lekoyin Echad North. And let's say you already gave 10 Sloyim to one Koyim. Lachuz Yasaloy, that Koyim has to give you back Chomis Sloyim. Because now that one died before 30 days, there's no Chiyah Pinyin Aben on that one. Let's say Vim Lishnei Karim lost, and let's say he gave the money to two different Kanim, and he Yochel Otsim Yodim, he can't get the money back from the Kain. because each kohen has right to say, I took the money for the one that's still alive, not for the one that's dead. So again, a moitzim mecher olav araya, you can't get your chomis loyim back. What can be done when your two wives gave birth to zachar in the keva, or else I shnei zachar in the keva? So the locher is loyfin chomis loyim lekohen. You have a vadi at least one bechor, so you have to pay chomis loyim. On the other one, you put a kusas of zafik. What's going to be shnei nekevus of zachar, or shnei zachar mishnei nekevus? And you come to claim klum, because it's a suffix whether you have a bechor altogether. It could be in both cases the nekevus came out first. So you have a moitzim mechaveri, you put it from pidyon aben. What's going to be again? You have two wives, achas bichra v'achas v'bichra. One wife already gave birth, already one wife did not give birth yet. For yoldu shnei zachar, so pish pshita, noisin chomis lom nekoyim. You have to pay at least chomis lom nekoyim. You have to give at least once. Nei sechemem, let's say one of them died. V'toyr shlo shim yoyim. So ha'av apota. Because the father's right to say, most probably it's the bechor that died toyr shlo shim. The chiv is not chal, and therefore he's potem chomis loyim. What's going to be nei sa, let's say the father died. V'yabonim kiyonim, both sons are alive. So remei yoyim there. In Nos Nuach Lechok, if they gave Chomis Loyim before they made Yerusha, Chaluk and Yerusha, then Nos, the Mitzvah Seinach Naim, then the Mechuyiv to give Heis Loyim. It's like the father's property, the father's Mechuyiv to give Heis Loyim. The Yim Lav, but if they did not give the money to live, then they made the Chaluk, then Pturim. Since it's their property, now each one has the right to say, I'm not the Mechor. If you do Aymer, Nishchayv and the Chosim know that the Chosim was ready Mechuyiv, and Pshita have the Chiyiv to give Heis Loyim to the Kohen. What's going to be now again these two wives, Zachar and Nekeva? The one gave birth before and one did not, and they gave birth one now to Zachar and to Nekeva. So again, there's no Chiyuv Pidyon Aben, because the one that did not give birth yet has the right to say, she gave birth to the Nekeva. What's going to be Shtei Noshim, Shal Shnei Noshim, two different husbands with two different wives? There's two couples, two separate couples. Shlei Bichru, neither of them gave birth yet. The Yoldu Beis Chorim, both couples give birth to a Zachar. Pshit is Zenos Nekom, Shlei Nekom, Zenos Nekom, Shlei Nekom, two Chiyuvim Pidyon Aben. If they both gave the money to one koyin, the koyin has to return back chomish loyim. Kashur one is potter. Im l'shnei kanim nosnu, and in yochom loytsim yodim. You can't take it back when the kids got mixed up now, so we did not know which one died. So therefore, each koyin has the right to say, "I took the money for the chai." What's going to be these two couples zochum in the keva? Yeah, one wife gave birth to a zochum, one gave birth to a keva, and the two kids got mixed up. So it comes out one of them is the Bechor and one is not. So Avoy is Peturim. The two fathers, like each one has the right to say, my kid was the girl. So the Kohen goes to each one of them. Each one has the right to say, I don't have the Bechor. But the Ben Chayiv, Lamaisa, there's a Vadi Bechor here. So the kid itself, when he grows up, he'll have a Chiyuv to be proud of himself. That's called the Ben Chayiv lifted to Satsmoyim. That's the law. If the father does not do the mitzvah, Pidyon Aben, then the father, his son has a Chiyuv to be proud of himself. What's going to be these two couples now, Shtei Nekevus and Zachar? Both of them gave birth to a girl, and one gave birth to a Zachar. Or Shtei Nekevus and Shnei Zachorim? There were two girls, both gave birth, let's say the twins. Two girls and two boys. If so, Enkar Mekoyin Klum, again, Mekoyin gets nothing over here. Because each father has a right to say that his wife gave birth to a girl first, and no one did the Bonim also. Each Ben Eis has a right to say, my sister was born first. So therefore, it's a Sufik Bechor all around. Therefore, the Kohen has no right to collect it all. There's no fear of Pidyon Aben. What's going to be again these two couples? Achas Bichra v'Yachash LeBichra. One wife gave birth already once before, and one did not. Now, and Shoshnei Anoshim, they're from two different husbands. There's two couples. That one couple had a kid already. And now, V'Yodu Shnei Zchorim, these two wives gave birth together. The kids got mixed up. Each one had a Zohar. So, Zohar is Zesh LeBichra. The husband that knows that his wife did not give birth yet. That father has a chiyuvah if he appointed the ben, even though he's not sure which one is his kid, but he knows for sure his kid is the bechor, but he knows his wife did not give birth yet. The first time his wife gave birth, and she gave birth to a zachar. Therefore, there's a vadi bechor. The father has a chiyuvah to be appointed. What's going to be zachar in the cave? These two couples, one gave birth to a cave, one to a zachar. So again, ain kam the kohen klum. The kohen has no right to collect anything here, because the husband of the one that did not give birth, he has the right to say, maybe my wife gave birth to the Nikeva, therefore there's no Bechor Rosh, there's no Chiv to pay Chomis Loyim, Zechlami, Enkan Nekoyen Klum. That's the kid test. You said over here, these two Mishnayos in here, that for the Mitzvah Pidyon Aben, we look at the Hilchas Mamnis, that if the owner, or if the father, or the kid has the right to be Matzah, the current Yisemin HaSafik, I'm not the Bechor, Maitim Mecher, Olav Araya, and Zechlami, you cannot collect the money. And therefore, the potter from Pidyon Aben. Now the Gemara says, "My shino shnei kahanim. How come by two kahanim? The yos lagabi hayu matchilei. The yos lagabi hayu matchilei." Then the case with these two fathers, that they both had a bechor and one died, and both the fathers gave the money, they paid up pidyon haben already. And then when one son died, they can't get the money back from the kohen. The Mishnah says if they paid it to two separate kohanim, so when the father goes to each kohen, like, or even if it was one husband, one father, but he paid to two different kohanim, so he goes to each kohen has the right to say that the money I took was for the ben nesachai, not for the ben nesameis. Therefore, the father cannot get his money back from the kohen because each kohen has a right to say, "I have the money for the one that's alive." That's called Maishin Hashnei Karnam V'yoz L'gavi Hayu Matchilei V'yoz L'gavi Hayu Matchilei. His sudden svar should be kohen echanami. Even though they're both going to one kohen, if the father gave the tenth loyim to one kohen or the two husbands gave the money to one kohen, the same thing. Leiz L'gavi Hayu V'letchayim Leiz L'gavi Hayu V'letchayim. Like when each father comes to the kohen to ask back for his five loyim, let the kohen say, "Listen, the money I took now was for the other ones, for the one that's alive, not for the one that's a mate." Since there are two separate husbands here, even though they both gave the money to the same kohen, the kohen took 10 loyim, but still, how come the kohen has to pay back 5 loyim because one kid died? Let the kohen be mad for each one of them and say, "You prove it to me which one died, and I'll pay you back." Since each one can't prove it, let's also say, "I'm Mitzvah Chavayi Rol Avaraya." Tomorrow says, "Ein Echanami, I'll tell you, Amash Shmuel, the Bor B'Hashor," we're talking about here, where both husbands come together with the Shtar Hashor, just to say one, the real one, gave permission for the other one to come.